I hate you. 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 This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capitol, California, with instant illumination. I hate you. I hate you. Instant illumination? What kind of illumination is that? Yes, what kind of illumination is that? When someone does something unkind to you, and you just casually say, I hate you, I hate you, I hate you, there's no casualness about that. That is one of the most vehement, most violent, the most difficult statements anyone could ever make. Because what you are doing is you are saying you have the capacity to hate. And no one should have the capacity to hate. No one on the face of the earth should have the capacity to hate. Can anyone give me the answer right away why?
Because there's only love.
No one has the capacity to hate because they're God. And God does not have the capacity to hate. God does not have the capacity to hate. God does not have the capacity to hate. God is
love.
Only love. God is love. And so, if we ever play the game that we have the capacity to hate, what's going to happen? We're going to destroy ourselves first. And we'll never get to enjoy the other person being destroyed. You know, who would ever want that, really? But we destroy ourselves. Why do you think there are people going around this world with unhappy experiences in their life? Because they hate. If they would take that same unhappy experience creation that they made for themselves and have it be love, they would go around with love all the time. Wouldn't that be a beautiful thing to have love in your life all the time?
It is.
And when you have love in your life all the time, it's because you have chosen to make a definite direction to your thinking. And when your thinking is love all the time, then that's what you're experiencing all the time. When you think any drop, any segment, it's a drop that comes to mind, the drop of ink in a glass of water, you know. My goodness sakes, what that does to the water, you know. It takes a whole glass of wonderfully pure water. Now, is the ink bad? No. But it sure makes the water look bad, doesn't it? You know, and you wouldn't drink that inky water. And that ink wouldn't hurt you in the slightest. It might be, let's say, a drop of food coloring. So you drop a food coloring in a glass of water. I don't want that cloudy water, you know, that pinky water, that stuff like that, you know. That's just food coloring. I don't care. I like pure water, you know. And so it is with us. Anything, even non-toxic, even non-hurting to us in any way, like food coloring, you know, or a drop of ink. We don't want that in our life. Therefore, we should think that every thought we have should be just as pure as the water that we like to drink. Just as pure, without any food coloring, without any drops of ink, without anything in it at all, which is going to distract from its purity and perfection. Now, I hate you, I hate you, I hate you. Oh, this is more prevalent than we know. And it's very unhappy, very unfortunate. What do nations do with their soldiers that they have in their armed forces? They say, you hate the enemy, you hate the enemy, you hate the enemy. Well, who is our enemy that we're hating today? Well, today it's the Russians. Well, now, who is it tomorrow? Tomorrow, it's the Americans. Who is it the next day? The next day, it's the Germans. Who is it? Oh, my goodness sakes, you know. How can they change from day to day? And one day they're bad, and the next day they're good. Well, that's our thinking. Always only our thinking. Now, isn't it silly? Isn't it silly? Like, during the war, the Japs were so terrible, and we painted them as bad little people doing bad little things, and of course they probably painted us equally bad so that their people would fight us. And then the war was over, boom! And all of a sudden, the Japanese people became people with dignity, with honor, people with integrity, people who were human beings and beautiful beings, you know? And for us, the Japanese created us as noble, beautiful, wonderful human beings too. But we had to, because we could not go on hating one another and have a harmonious world together. And so the hate had to go. But wasn't it easy to dump the hate? We were just told, okay, now you love your enemy, because they're not your enemy anymore. You love them. They are people that we're working with, that we're helping. And just imagine that your ability to hate and not hate, to love and not love, are just so tenuous, just so crazy like that, without any more foundation than that. And so let's just take the term, the idea, the concept, the ability to hate, and just pretend it never existed. Don't push it away. Don't try to hide it. Don't try to ignore it. Just don't use it. Just don't use it. I commend you, each one of you, from this day forward in your life, any time the word hate comes up in your thinking, say, unconditional love, I want conditional love, I love everybody, I love everything. And people think you're crazy, and then pretty soon they'll become unconditional love too, and then the whole world will be an unconditional loving place, and there'll be no wars, there'll be no conflicts, there'll be no unhappiness, there'll be no hate. Oh, wouldn't that be wonderful? And isn't it wonderful? It is done now. All a thought. And what thought do you have? You have the thought of unconditional love. And isn't it beautiful? You're fantastic. Think about it. Just think now. In 6 minutes and 38 seconds, we have dispatched hate. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you.